Yeah. Okay, today is Daf Chaf Vav. We are on Chaf Hey Amid Beis, and today is the Dual Order Shir sponsored by the Daf called Le'ilu Nishmas David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim. His yahrzeit is today. Mishnah Shanaz Aliyah. Okay, so we left off with a question. We'll go back to Ibaylahu. Ibaylahu, it's the last skinny line of Chaf Hey Amid Beis. A Chacham. A married woman comes to a chacham. She says she made a neder. She's not going to ever be with her husband again, and she wants to undo the neder. The chacham said, "I'm sorry, I can't undo it." The chacham now can't, so the husband has to divorce her. The chacham now can't marry her. What if he did marry her? What if he did? So ibaylahu kanas. What if he married her? Mahu shiyoti. Does he have to leave? So Rav Kahana Amar kanas moti. Rav Kahana says, if he married her, she has to leave. He has to divorce her. Rav Ashi Amar Kamas Eina Motzi. He doesn't have to. Tani Luhu Rav Zuti by Rav Papi. Kedivya Amar Kanas Eina Motzi. Doesn't have to. Amrule Rabbana and Rav Ashi Gemara or Svara? How can we say that? It's a Gemara? You have a reason? A tradition? Or Svara? Stam Svara? Amalu Masnithi. It's a Mishnah. What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Hama Adnita Mishifcha Vinishtachara. If there's a rumor that you're running around with some shifcha, and then she gets freed, or mavodas kochavim, or there's a rumor you're with a goya, a female guy, this guy or she becomes a ger, haray de lo yikanis, you're not supposed to marry them, because all the marriage is just going to further the rumor. But v'yim kanas, and if you did, ain't motzi, you don't have to get divorced. What do you see from here? Birinana on a rumor lo mafkinan, we don't make you leave. Hachanami birinana lo mafkinan. So to on a rumor, you don't make him leave.
Even though you married her after the rumor?
What? Yeah. Well, so through with the Gaia. There's a rumor you're running around with a guy. She becomes a Giyaret. You go marry her. You're not supposed to marry her. But if you did, you don't. So to the Chacham. You're not supposed to marry her. But if he did, he doesn't have to leave. Ask Rashi. 1 second. But the Mishnah had another case. The other case was that there's a rumor you're running around with a married woman. And then the husband divorces her. And you marry her. You have to leave that marriage. So why would we pick this case, not the other case? So Rashi says, look on top, Mibnei rinun laz b'nei adam, rinun v'laz, rumors and slander of people, lo minun le'lahotzi, we don't make you leave. Ah, v'lo domi litin alish azish. It's not compared to having rumors on a married woman. Why not? The hasam, over there, by a married woman, ho'il v'hotzia b'ayla, since the husband divorced her, mibnei zeh v'holach zeh. And then what happened? She went out and she came to your life. Nisa, and you marry her. Mechur hadavar. That's not a nice thing. That's not a nice thing.
That's a divorce.
Huh?
That's a divorce.
So what kind of answer is that? Right? It's not an answer. So Tosfos on the bottom of the Chachamim page says like this. Two lines. Ulanitan al Eishes Ish lo dami. This case is not like Eishes Ish. Why not? The Hasam over there, Bedin Shiyoti, when he sends her out, Imhu Emeth, if it's true that he was running around with his wife, someone else's wife, Isurale, they're usher to get married. It's an isser. Why? That's the halacha. The halacha is, if a married woman's running around with some man, she's not allowed to marry that man. But in all the other cases, it's not usser, right? Here, usser is the ish of a neder. You're not allowed to marry the woman when you didn't give her a neder, you didn't word mat to her neder. Is that an isser? It's not an isser. It just confirms the rumors.
Right.
It's not an usser. All it does is confirm the rumors. So therefore, you don't have to get divorced. Right? Asper, Shalom, Kadin, Kivashin, Isgarshin, Baila, Labada, the husband divorced his wife. He divorced her. Right? Sharia, Lachacha, Midaraisa. Midaraisa is the Chacham's not to marry her. Midarbonam, it looks funny. It looks funny. What are you doing? You didn't let her out, now you marry her? Nothing wrong with it. It's not Isser. By the case of the married woman, it's Asser. That's why I don't mention that case. That's what Rashi meant. That's disgusting. He meant to say it's usher. Right? Good? Okay, good. Next Mishnah. The Kulam, all these people, Shahayu Lahem Nashim, umesu muteres linase lehem. Let's say the chacham didn't let this woman go out. He's married with a bunch of kids, and afterwards his wife passed away. Now he can go marry her. The chacham's wife. Now he can go marry her. I don't want no rumor like that. Also, the chacham doesn't free her, doesn't let her out. So the husband divorces her. She goes and marries someone else. That guy gets divorced her. Now the chacham can marry her, right? And in all these cases, she can marry the brother of the chacham. She can marry the son of the chacham, and we're going to see in the gemara. She can marry the father of the chacham. That's not a problem. Right?
You're saying that they don't have any ideas.
So. Exactly. It's only him, because we're afraid he did it just to marry her. But she can marry the brother. Now, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Mesu in, right? Oh, Nisgar Shulo. In the case over here, that only if the Chacham's wife dies, right? Then he can marry the wife, this woman. But if he divorces his wife, then he can't marry this woman. Okay, fine. I'll divorce my wife, then I can marry her. No, it doesn't work. If she happens to die, then obviously it was not planned, then he can marry her. But if you divorce her, it doesn't help.
What if you divorce her and then she dies?
Once you divorce her.
Right.
Amalei, Rav Hillel, Rav Ashi, I have a Tanya fill in this kasha. But we'll look at a brisa, even if he divorced her. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. Ha, where it's even, he divorced her, Davi Katata. They had a bad marriage. So the fact that he divorced her, that doesn't raise a red flag. That he only divorced her to marry this woman. Anyway, they had a bad marriage. Ha, but in our Mishnah, where it says divorce is the problem, they didn't have a bad marriage. All of a sudden, you see someone prettier? Well, now divorce them. That's a problem. Viva, Isema. Or I'll give another answer. Both cases, they didn't have a bad marriage. Velo kasha. Ha, when do we say he's allowed to divorce her? When do we say he's not allowed to divorce her? The argil who? When he's the one starting up. He now is starting up with her. Ha, when do we say that if he divorces her, he's allowed to marry someone else? Dargilahi, she's starting up. She's causing problems. So if she's causing problems, what do you want? Is the guy supposed to be married to a miserable person? He doesn't have to do that. So he's allowed to divorce her, then he can marry the chacham's wife, the other guy's wife. Then we said, v'kul and shenisu, kasal gadaitach, misa amisa. So it seems to see that we said, if all these people, if they die or they get divorced, so misa amisa, death and death, meaning the first husband died, then she got married to someone else and he died. Now the chacham can marry her, and gerish and agerish. The first husband divorced her, second husband divorced her. Now he can marry her. So the Gemara says, name of Masis the local Rebbe. This can't be like Rebbe. The Ika Rebbe Amar Trei Zimni Havi Chazaka. Two times someone dies under your watch.
Oh, that's right.
It's a chazaka. So we don't hold it that, obviously. Because why? Because we're saying he can marry her now. It'll be husband number three. So the Gemara says, low. Not necessarily true. Misa, a gerishin, for gerishin, a misa. No, it could be that one husband gave her a gerishin, the other husband died, or the husband died, he gave her a gerishin. Doesn't have to be, it's two. So it's not two. Tosas on top is saying, interesting. Then Tosas look at the agerishin. Agav misa, not a gerishin. Da filu nizgarsha kama pa'amim shari li nase. Even if she got divorced 100 times, you could marry her. Now, by almana, we don't say that. Almana, either it's two or three, you should marry her.
That's
not by gerishin.
That's
because of mazel. What about by gerishin? Nobody can live with her? Everyone has to divorce her? Tosas says, no, we don't say that by gerishin. You hear that? We don't say that by divorce. Only say it by a misa. You hear that? Interesting. Okay. Then we said, "Nechulan mutaras livneim olacheim." But the brother of the chacham or the son of the chacham can marry her. What about the father of the chacham? We mention him. What about him? So ma'ishna mehad d'tnan. How is this different than the following case? Hanit al min aisha. If there's a rumor that a man's with a woman, asur, he cannot marry ima, the woman's mother. Bita, her daughter, Ubachosa, or sister. Why not? Because we're afraid he's only marrying the sister to get into the house. Oh. He really wants to be with this woman. Right, but she's a married woman. But if he marries a sister, so Yom Tov we're always together, and by the Simchis, and by Hanukkah, always together, he gets into the house. But he gets his foot in the door. And then the monkey business can continue. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to marry. If there's a rumor about a man and a married woman, he can't marry the woman's mother, or sister, or daughter. Okay? To get his foot in the door. So how come over here, this man, this Chacham's brother and son, can Taka marry this woman?
Could
marry. Could. How do we say he's telling his brother to marry her just to get his foot in the door? So you see, right? It's a little difficult, no?
Yeah.
So Gemara says, no. Nishila gabi nishay ashkan da'atham. Now, the women always hang around together. So if you marry the sister, she'll always be with her sister. He'll always be in the house. But gavri legavri, legavri gavri lo ashkan. That's not such a common thing. Did you going to tell your son, let's come hang out with me? That doesn't happen. Right? Inami or nishay delo ash delo asran shechivasan adadi lo kapti adadi. Or you could say it like this. Let's say, what are you afraid of? You're afraid that. So what does this mean? Nashi delo asran shechivasan adadi lo kapti adadi. Let's say. What does that mean? Let's say it's true that you're doing this. You're doing this to get your foot in the door, right? So nashi to asran shkivasan adadi. Nashim, women.
Since women who cohabit with other women's husbands are not rendered the husband for prohibited.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what.
Exactly. So even if it's true, but gavri the asran shkivasan adadi kapti adadi. No man is going to want his wife hanging around another man.
Right.
Why? Because it's going to make his wife. He's happily married. Happens to be, she's with someone else. She likes someone else. So no man's going to stand for this. Because if it turns out that she does it baratzon, he can never stay married to her. So therefore, we don't allow any of these marriages. We don't want her in the vicinity. But the other way around, even if it's true that some monkey business goes on.
It's like taking two wives.
Exactly, like taking two wives. So no downside. I'm not saying no downside. It's not usher. No, it's not usher. So therefore, it's not usher.
That's first word.
Therefore, right. It's based on the words. It's not usher. Therefore, there's no hakpata. Right. Iachi aviv nami. How come the father is not mentioned? So Gemara says, you're right, the father was included. Lo mi boya kama. I don't even have to mention the father. Lo mi boya aviv. Let's say it's the father. The zar is b'nei minei. The son has no power over his father. What's he going to say? Dad, don't marry her? He can't have say. Avil beno, delo, buzzes of Ivmine, but the son's not going to upstage his father. Ema lo, I would have said maybe the son cannot marry this man. The Chacham's son can't, because the son knows the Chacham really wants it, and he's not going to let me. Kabash Shalom, he's allowed to. Okay? Hajjallah, Ketad Ashes Achiv. Hajjallah, Ketad Ashes Achiv. Hajjallah, Ketad Ashes Achiv. Okay, here we go. The Mishnah has four cases. There are four cases in this Mishnah. Okay? The Gemara. Let's do the Mishnah first. Case number one. Arba Achen. We've had this case numerous times. Arba Achen. There are four brothers. Shnayim mehem nisuin shtei achayos. Two of them marry two sisters. Okay? So we'll say Levi and Yehuda marry Rachel and Leah. Right? So Reuven and Shimon are left. Right? Umesu hanesuim es achayos, and Levi and Yehuda die. Hari elu choletes v'lo mithyabemes. Both, Rachel and Leah, have to get chalitza and not yibum. Why? Right, why? Because they're both zakuk to Reuven and Shimon, and achos zikukaso. Easy case. Right? Okay. Next. By the way, v'im kadmu, what if they didn't listen and they married? Then, v'kantu, and they, yotu, they have to get divorced. Yotia, they have to get divorced. Okay? Rabbi Elazar Omer, b'shame Omer mikayim, u'b'tzil Omer yotiyu. Rabbi Elazar says, it's a machlokas b'shame b'tzil. Fine. Case number two. Hayachas mehen asur al echod itzer erva. Right? Let's say, now there are four brothers, right? Let's say the wife of Reuven is an erva to Levi. The wife of Reuven is an erva to Levi. Let's say the wife of Reuven is Levi's mother-in-law. Could be. Right? So, two. Haisa achas mehen asr al ha'echad iser erva. If the wife of Reuven is an erva to Levi, asr ba umuteres ba'achosa. Levi now can do yibum on Shimon's wife. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. But Reuven's wife is Levi's mother-in-law, let's say. So she's saying, how can it be? No, it can't be a mother-in-law. A daughter. It's a daughter. Has to, one of the other ones is not going to be a problem to Levi
he's
also.
He's out of the pictures. No, so wait a minute, if it's the daughters, then the other one...
Exactly.
And the sisters also...
What? No.
Oh, no.
Reuven is married to a woman...
Right.
That's usher to Levi.
Okay.
Shimon's married to a woman that's not usher to anybody. But it happens to be that Rachel and Leah are sisters. But Rachel and Reuven are married because it's two races. Rachel and Reuven are always been married. Shimon's married to someone else, Leah. Rachel and Leah are sisters. But Rachel is an erva to Levi. Right, Rachel's an erva to Levi. So what happens when Reuven and Shimon die? Levi cannot marry Rachel. So it's an erva to him. Can't happen. So what? Therefore, there's no zika. Therefore, there's no zika. Therefore, legabi Levi, it's not achos zikukazo. Therefore, Levi can do yibum on Leah. Yehuda, not a relative to him. Therefore, to him, it's achos de kukaso, and he has to give both of them chalitza. Okay? So, again, haisa achas mehen asur al echad iser erva. If, let's say, Reuven's wife is an erva to Levi, asur ba, he's asur to her, umutter ba achosa. But to Leah, he's mutter. If he wants, he can do yivam. Vahasheni and Yehuda, asur mishtei, asur in both. Okay? Case number three, Iser mitzvah, the Iser Kedusha. Let's say the wife of Reuven is not an erva to Levi. Let's say she's a shmia to Levi. What? No, not a mother-in-law, a grandmother. A great-grandmother. Right. It's a shmia to Levi. So now what? That's only Aser Midrabanan. Midaraisa, there is a Zika. Because mid araisa you're allowed to marry her, and it's exactly like case number one. Choletes v'lo mityabemes. There's only chalitza, and there is no yibum.
What was
Iser Kedusha? Iser Kedusha, like a mamzeres or something like that. Oh. Right? Okay? Easy? Case number four is a little complicated. Hoitza achas mehen asura al ze iser erva. Vashni asura al ze iser erva. What does that mean? The wife of Reuven is an erva to Levi. And the wife of Shimon is an erva to Yehuda.
Okay.
Let's say, right? So therefore, what happens?
What would that be? That would be two sisters.
Two sisters marry two of four brothers.
Two of four brothers. Yeah.
Reuven's married to someone who's an erva to Levi. Shimon's married to someone who's an erva to Yehuda. Therefore, there's no issue of achos zikukaso.
Right.
Therefore, hasuru luzeh muteres luzeh. Levi could marry Shimon's wife, and Vasur Luzeh Muteris Luzeh, and Yehuda could marry Reuven's wife. Right? Easy. Right?
Right? Muteris Luzeh.
Huh?
I see the Oseris Luzeh. How can it be?
It's Oseris Luzeh, meaning Levi cannot.
I see Oseris, I don't see Muteris.
Because it's Muteris to the sister.
So she's also, she's a sister.
Why? No, because since Levi cannot marry Rachel, because it's an erva to him,
right.
Therefore there's no Zika. Since right. There's no Zika, only one woman falls to him in Yibum. Who's that? His brother's wife. And if he wants, he can do Yibum. The same thing with Shimon. Yehuda can't marry Shimon's wife. Why not? It's an erva to him. But he can marry Reuven's wife. That's exactly what could happen. Each one of them can do Yibum on the other one.
So the case is really that it's four brothers and only two sisters.
Correct.
Because those four sisters, you have the same...
Exactly. Right. Four brothers and two sisters. Exactly. Okay?
Now... Get out of here.
What?
What are you building?
You'll see. Now, by the way, v'zuhi she'amru, this is what we said back on in Perek Sheni, that achosa, the sister, keshehu yevimta, ocholeses omes yabemes. We said once in second Perek that there was a case where a sister could get yibum or chalitza. How is that possible? It's very simple. If Levi is an heir to one, and Yehuda is an heir to another, and they're sisters, you can get chalitza or yibum, whichever one. So far, so good? That's the Mishnah. Very good. Now, the only way this is going to work, Shmamina, you see from here, Yeh Zika. There has to be a Zika. Because if there's no Zika, then the sisters are not, there's no Achot Ziku Kasa. The whole thing is all premised on Yesh Zika. As Rashi says, Yesh Zika, Klomar. First Rashi in the Gemara. Chamura Zika, Zika is so machmer, L'shavye Achot Ziku Kaso, to make Achot Ziku Kaso, Ka Achot Ishto. It's like your wife's sister. Almost like your wife's sister. Right? So that's all you have to read. You hear? What are they? The achot ziku kaso. Now, as the Gemara points out, Gesundheit, the E ain zika. If you hold, there's no zika. Michti, why on earth is this a problem? Why on earth is this case a problem? Michti, hani mitre batika asin. These two women happen to be the sisters to each other. They come from two different houses. One comes from Reuven, and one comes from Shimon.
They're still sisters.
So, fine. So what? Yeah. Levi could do Yibam on one, and Shimon could do Yibam on the other. And Yehuda could do Yibam on the other.
You're talking about Zika. Why is not there?
Because they come from two different husbands. You're right. Levi cannot do Yibam on both of them. Because he's not allowed to marry two sisters. But why can't Levi do Yibam on one, and Yehuda do Yibam on the other? Why not? Obviously, Yesh Zika. Right. Obviously, Yesh Zika. They come through different houses. Highly Adim Chada, but highly Adim Chada. Let each one marry one.
All the cases we've ever given all the missions are Yesh Zika. Otherwise, we have no story.
Correct. Right. Correct.
Until now.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, we're still talking about it.
What?
Yeah, we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, when we get to the end of tomorrow's daf, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, this Mishnah makes no sense. And by the way, it will make no sense. Now, says the Gemara, I can give you another reason. La'olam emalach ein zika. I could tell you ein zika. So ein zika. What's going on here?
Right.
What's going on here? Umishum de kasavar aser levatel mitzvahs yibim. It's aser to levatel the mitzvah of yibim. What's going to happen? Dilma. Admiyabim chad. So what do you want to tell me? There's no Zika. So Levi is going to be miyabim, say Rachel. Right. What's going to happen? Umayis idach. And then Yehuda is going to die. And what's going to happen if Yehuda dies? Shimon's wife has nowhere to go. She can't go to Levi because Levi's married to her sister. Yeah. There's no other brothers. So she goes off scot-free. And you know what happened? There was no Yibum. And the mitzvah went down the drain. So because of that reason, right? Because of that reason, do chalitz on both of them. You hear that? For kamavatel mitzvahs yibmin. And you'll be mavatel the mitzvah of yibum.
So, by chalitz you're being mavatel the mitzvah yibum.
What? No, chalitza is a Torah says you can do chalitza.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, that's considered a kiyum. That's considered a kiyum of mitzvah yibum. It's a chalitza.
Why? That's not an option.
No, you don't have to marry her. You have to do something.
Either or,
exactly. You hear that? Ihachi, if that's the case, then tlosanami. Then you could have gotten the same din out of three brothers. Right? What? You could have gotten the same din out of three brothers. Why? Rachel and Leah are sisters. Right? Married to Reuven and Shimon. And what happened? Right? Reuven and Shimon die, and both of them fall to Levi. If you hold Ein Zika,
right.
So why can't Levi do Yibam on one? He can't do Yibam on both.
It's two sisters.
Two sisters. Right,
it's
Zika. Exactly. He still can't marry two sisters.
They're
not married two sisters. Right. So do Yibam on one, and the other one, there'll be a problem. Right. So why do you have to come up with a case? What if we come up with a case of four brothers? Says the Ramban, what's the Gemara talking about? By a case of four brothers, much bigger chiddush. The chiddush is that even though Yehuda could do Yibam, maybe he'll die. That's a huge chiddush. That's why we're not allowing two Yibams. Because maybe he'll die. That's why the Mishnah left that. That's why the Mishnah picked the case of four. He doesn't understand the Gemara's question. Right? So Gemara says, you're right. I could have given the same case with three. Let me buy a Karmunas. Let me buy a Tlasa. I don't have to tell you a case of three. The Vadim about the Mitzvah Yibam is certainly going to be about the Mitzvah Yibam. Avol Bedalid L'misa Lo Chai Shinan. But maybe you'll tell them with four. We're not Choshish for Misa. Kamash Milan, we are. Ihachi, if so. Chamisha Nami. Why don't we pick a case of five brothers? Says Rashi. Shnayim Nesu and Shtei Achayos. Two brothers marry two sisters, umesu hashnayim, and the two brothers die, v'nisharu hashlosha, and there are three brothers left, right? Dilma adamiyavim chad, one will die, luhu adamiyavim chad, maisil hu trei, two will die, ubatlu mitzvah yibin, and mitzvah yibin will become batal. That's even a bigger chiddush. So Gemara says no. Lemisa Latre Lo Chai Shinan. No, the two are going to die. We're not choshish. That we're not choshish for.
Four is okay.
To have one brother die, we're choshish. Right? To have two die, Yehuda and Yisachar is going to die, and she'll be left with no Yim. That's already very far fetched. That's so far we're not going to say. Okay, now we're going to have a case like this. There are three brothers married to three sisters. Okay? I'm sorry. There are three sisters, and there are five brothers. Okay? Three sisters are married to three of five brothers. Okay. This is Rav's case right now. Three of five brothers marry three sisters. The three brothers that die, we're going to call them Levi, Yehuda and Yisachar. Okay? Who's still left? Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are left. Now.
I mean, the two oldest ones are left.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, we're just going to call them Reuven and Shimon to make it simple.
Yeah.
Okay? So you got the case so far? Okay. So five brothers, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, are married to Rachel, Leah, and Sarah. Okay? You got that? The two brothers left, Reuven and Shimon. Now. If Reuven, the three of them die. If you hold Yesh Zika, or even if you don't hold Yesh Zika, but it's a Gzeira, what's going to happen now to these three women? They're going to have to get Chalitza. All of them have to get Chalitza, right? Because they all came from three different houses. Okay? We're going to introduce now a new concept. This is a new concept called Chalitza Pesula. Chalitza Pesula, it's a machlokas, Rashi told us what it means. We're going to learn Rashi, it's easier. Rashi says like this, anytime you cannot do Yibam, if you can't do Yibam, like in this case, you can't do Yibam. Why can't you do Yibam? Because let's say you hold Yesh Zika, the reason you can't do Yibam is because Achos Zikukaso. It makes Yibam ineligible. Right? If that's the case, then the chalitza that you're doing is called the chalitza psula. It's an inferior chalitza.
What's the alternative?
What? There is no alternative.
There is an alternative.
The question is, who has to do chalitza?
Well, we said the oldest.
That's the Yibam.
So why can't it be either or?
Do all of them have to do chalitza? There's two brothers left. Reuven and Shimon. And there are three women here. So all three women need chalitza, because they came from three different houses. Who's doing chalitza here? So, Amar Rav Rava, Baravuna Amar Rav, we call this the sheet of Rav, Shalosh Achayos, three sisters, Yivamos, that are all Yivamos, Shenaflu Lefnei Shnei Achim, they fall to two brothers. To who? Reuven and Shimon. Right? Now, Yavmin Zeh, Shnei Achim Yivamin, two brothers in law. Zeh Cholis L'Achas, Reuven does chalitza on one. Zeh cholitz la'achas. Shimon does chalitza on the other one. The emtzi is, and the third one, the Gemara calls her the middle one, doesn't make a difference. She's the third one. And the third one, Sricha Chalitza Mishneyem, needs Chalitza from both of them. Why? Why? Because the Chalitza of the third wife is a Chalitza Psula. Why is it a Chalitza Psula? Right? Because Sarah is a sister of someone that already had Chalitza. She's Achos Chalutzasa. Which, by the way, is Aser to do Yivam. Okay? She's a sister of somebody that had Chalitza. Who'd she have Chalitza from? Both of these two men. Right? Therefore, Yivam is ineligible. It cannot be Yivam here. Yibam is impossible. Right? Since Yibam cannot be is not eligible, Rav holds the Zika, there's still a Zika here, has to be broken by both brothers. So Reuven and Shimon both have to give her Chalitza.
Yeah, but you could say that on the other wives too.
Huh?
One gives one, then the other gives two.
You could say the other wives too, right?
Yeah. It's the same issue.
The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. Amalei Rabba. So, Rabba, so far you got the case?
Yeah.
Amalei Rabba, Mizika Marta Emtzias Sricha Chalitza Mishnehem. Since you say that he needs Zika from both, said that he needs Chalitza from both, she needs Chalitza from both, Kasavris, you hold Yesh Zika. You obviously hold Yesh Zika. The Havile Chalitza Psula, it's a Chalitza Psula. Why is it a Chalitza Psula? Because Yivam is not impossible. The Chalitza Psula, Tzorech Lachzar, Al-Kol Achim. And for Chalitza Psula, you have to go to all the brothers. Both brothers. Says Rashi. We'll do the Rashi inside. The Rashi of, the big Rashi there. The big headline. Klomar. You see the Rashi there? Klomar. The Rashi of Midika Marta Tzricha Chalitza. Klomar. Midika Marta Tzricha Chalitza Mishneihem. Since he's telling me that both Reuven and Shimon have to do Chalitza on Sarah. Alma, what he's, Kasavarta, he holds Alima Mitzvah Zika Yibmin. The Zika is so strong that Lumimri Atavayu, it goes on both of them. Vaha Chalitza Al Karcha Chalitza Psulahi. It's by force, by definition, a Chalitza Psula. What does that mean? Klomar Grua. It's a weak Chalitza. Why? Sheim Ratzel Yabin, if you want to do Yibim, Ain Yachal. You're not allowed to. You can't do it. Neither of them can do Yibam. Why? The achos chalutaso he. She's an achos chalutaso. Hilka lav ma'al yisahi. It's not such a geshmaka. It's not such an impressive woman here. Utzricha lavzer akulam. And there, and you have to get chalitza from both of them. Delo mafkia zika detarvayu bechalitza dechada. You can't break the zika of both with the chalitza of one. Why? Bishom the alima zika of Rami Atavayo. Says it a third time. Because the zika is strong and it goes on both. Okay? Ihachi kamai sanami. Simplest question. If so, then the first two also should require chalitza from all three?
Right.
What's the difference? Right? So the Gemara says, no. Inafal babas achas hachinan. If all three brothers died at the same time, you'd be right. Then you'd be right. Both brothers would require chalitza from both of them. You're absolutely right. That's not what happened. Right, look at the next Rashi. Rashi babas achas. Klomar. Imbo lichlot ka'achas. If you do chalitza all at once, shalo hifsika l'rishon l'achlot achadaf l'gam shnei avashlishis, you didn't have a chance to do chalitza on the first one, and then the second one died, and then the third one died. They don't have to die and say plain krish. So if you didn't do chalitza on Levi's wife, then Yehuda died. You didn't do chalitza, now Yisachar died. So they're all here at one shot. You're absolutely right. Hachinami, dekul and tzirichos l'achzer achah kol achin. Of course, you'd have to go to each brother. Would have to do chalitza on all three women. You're absolutely right. There's no difference. Right? What's the case? Lo tzricha d'nafal b'zeh achazeh. No, they died a year apart. So therefore, nafla chada, when the first one, when Levi died, Levi could, Reuven or Shimon could have done Yibum on this woman. They chose not to. Chalas la Reuven. Reuven did chalitza. Nafla idach. When the second one died, chalas la Shimon.
Right.
Now, nafla idach. Now, what happened now? Now, Yosachar died. Now it's a problem. Right? Now, Sarah cannot get Yivam from either brother. Why? Because she's an achos chalutzaso.
It's a case of three women and two men.
Three women and three men.
Why don't we switch to three men?
We said there's three brothers, five brothers, three are married to three sisters.
Yeah.
Right? That, you've been holding cup? Good so far?
Yeah.
Right? So, chalas la le hai maskia zikaso. Reuven must give her chalitza to break his zika. V'chalas lahai, la lahai maskia zikaso. And then Shimon has to give her chalitza to break his zika. So far, so good? 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 If Amar Rav ain't zika, but Rav said there's no such thing as zika. He says, oh yeah, you're right. Let's different Amar Yesh zika. He's talking in the world of zika. You're right. He personally doesn't hold from it. But if you hold from it, this is the story. Good? Okay, now we only have 5 minutes left. We're going to try to do as much as Shmuel. Shmuel's the harder one. Right? Shmuel says no. Shmuel Amar Echad Chalat Lekulan. Shmuel says one can do Chalitza for all of them. Not like what Rav just said, that Reuven has to do Chalitza on Sarah and Shimon also. No. Echad Chalat Lekulan. Right? Got that? Michti. Let's see. Shimon, Shmichti. Shma'in le de Shmuel. Shmuel held the Amar Chalitza Ma'al Yebe'inon. Shmuel holds we need a good Chalitza. The Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, right? Chalatz. Chalatz. La'achoyos. Lo niftaru tzaros. This is a case we're going to be dealing with tomorrow a lot. It's very hard. You ready? There are three brothers. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. To make it easy, Shimon and Levi are married to sisters. Shimon and Levi are married to sisters, but each of them is also married to a tzara that are not related to anybody. Shimon's married to Leah. He's also married to somebody from left field named Sarah. Levi's married to Leah, right? Which is his brother's wife's sister. He's also married to Rivka, some Tzara. Okay? Now, says Shmuel, Chalitza ma'al yebe'ina. You need a good Chalitza. Amar Shmuel, Chalot la'achoyos lo niftiru tzaros. Let's say, now what happened? Shimon and Levi die. How many women fall to Yibam? Four. Two sisters. Everybody. Two sisters and plus sisters. Now, they come from different homes. They come from different homes. Right? They come from different homes. So what's the story? Let's say Reuven does Chalitza on Leah. Now we know the halacha. If you do a chalitza on one wife, it patters all the tzaras.
Right.
Not in this case, says Shmuel. If you Reuven does chalitza on Leah, he still has to do chalitza on Sarah. If Reuven does chalitza on Rachel, he still has to do chalitza on Rivka. Why? Right? Since he can't do yivam on either sister, why can't he do yivam on either sister?
Because
it's a Zika. He can't do Yiman either sister. Right? So the Chalitza that's being done to the sisters is a Chalitza Psula. It's an inferior Chalitza. Because he can't do Yiman either sister. Right? That doesn't free the Tzaras. Therefore, they need individual Chalitzas on their own.
You mean a Chalitza Psula
doesn't free a tzara, right? The tzaros are tzaros of achos zikukaso.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So they need their own chalitza.
Okay.
Right? But says Shmuel, we're going to see in a minute, that a chalitza on the tzara will free the sister.
I'll just say it. Yeah, why wouldn't you just do it on the Tzara?
Okay. So therefore, Amar Shmuel.
No, it has to be the Tzara and one of the sisters.
Chalat l'achayos. If you do chalita on the sisters, lo niftaru tzaros. It doesn't free the tzaros. Okay? Now, okay, you know, let's stop here. We're still Ramesh in the middle of Shmuel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the yeah.
This is a very simple thing.
Yeah? Okay. We'll stop here. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Okay? Very good.